two.
Welcome back to Ignite Your Purpose. He's Max, I'm John, and our aim is to educate, encourage, and engage with you all to a better life. Just want to say, nothing tastes as good as health feels. It's a catchphrase. Him and I, we made this up. We probably found it somewhere, but we're trying to live by it. So today's show number, Max, number?
18, I believe.
18?
I believe. I could be wrong. I've been wrong once, I think, before my whole life, so.
Well, I'm sure when you are wrong, you'll admit it, because you're big enough for that.
Amen.
A couple of episodes ago, we spoke about self-talk and how we talk to each other. And so Max and I could talk for years about all the healthy stuff, all the exciting stuff, all the amazing stuff, but we're fighting a losing battle. If you don't sort your own headspace out, and by that I mean the way you talk to yourself, the way you think. Here's an example. I know Max could say to me, John, tomorrow you've got to go run 200 miles. And I will say, no problem. Might take me a day, might take me 2 days, might take me 3 days, but I know I can achieve that because my belief system matches my outlook of the world. And this dates back to when I was a wee boy and I was a runner and I was a successful runner and I got praised and rewarded for being good at athletics. So I've got this physical knowledge and belief that I can do things. And that was backed up when I joined the military and we did the commando courses and all these other similar things. And the flip side to this is part of my belief system where it doesn't quite work out. So mum and I didn't get on quite so well when I was a kid. I didn't really engage with education. And my sister is hyper intelligent. She is such a smart cookie. So Maria got, you're so smart, you're so clever, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be this, 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 and that. Always being praised. And I got, you're going to turn out just like your father. You're not going to achieve anything. You'll end up joining the army. So you can see there that my belief is I'm not very smart, but actually I am quite smart, but because they don't match up, we have this constant battle that I struggle. And these, how these two belief systems, or the belief system and your output look on the world, how they match up or not, influences how much you progress and how much you move forward. And then that influences what physically goes on with your body. Max?
I would definitely agree. I in the meditation practice, in Zen philosophy, we deeply believe in, and it's no different than gardening, what we feed is what grows. Sorry, my phones are going off here. But so if you feed the negative, that's what's going to grow, right? And even if it's not negative, if it's a subconscious thing that's been put, a subconscious seed that's been planted in your head, and you feed it by somebody else continuously telling you that, and then you start to believe it, well, it's going to fucking grow, and it's going to turn into an unweeded garden that just takes over, right? And I'll give you some examples from my own personal life. And this is the A and the B. So because I was told, you know, you ain't going to be shit, you're never going to be shit, your dad wasn't shit, you're not going to be shit. Subconsciously, that was planted in my brain. So I obviously believed it, but I also at the same time rebelled against it. And that's very visible in my life presently. For example, when I walk into, y'all know I do a lot of CrossFit and working out. When I walk into a gym, I'm by far the smallest guy in there, but I think I can fucking lift more than a guy 320 pounds.
Yeah. But
physically, I can't. You know, pound for pound, I might be better or worse. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, but I go in there and this could be a male bravado and ego thing, but I'm like, oh, he's got 250 on there. Well, I'm going to try for 250. But a lot of times it doesn't work out because I physically can't do it. And the same thing when it comes to hand-to-hand combat. I think that I'm Bruce Lee, you know, but I'm not Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee trained since he was, you know, a baby.
Yeah.
And that aspect of his life was nurtured. I got into this later in life. I'm not there, but yet I think I'm there. So I'm doing all this stuff and it's great. And I believe but the physical ability isn't quite there. So that's a good thing, also a bad thing. It comes back to self-awareness. But being told a lot of the things early on in life that I was, you know, until you get that self-awareness, until you make your own decisions, the shit grows, man.
So when you start controlling the thoughts that go in, then you can control the action that comes out. It's what we think has a it's going to touch the clock so I can see the time. What we think has a massive influence on what actually goes on. So if you believe that you can be thin, you can be healthy, you can be strong, you can be compassionate, if you believe you can do these things, and if you act out that thought, then you will. So I'm rambling a bit. I'm sure I had some really logical, squared away examples before I sat down.
Let me say this. The placebo effect has been proven time and time again. So again, we don't know how strong our own mind is. So if you're letting things grow in there that have been planted by a mother, father, sister, brother, ex-boyfriend, lover, you know, and it's a negative thing that it's grown, that's going to grow. You see examples online like a Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, like his mom implanted that he was sexy. He was the coolest thing. And he believed that he grew to that. Right. So,
yeah,
you know, and here's something else. If you've been told something for 30 years plus or 20 years or 15 years, do not expect it to fucking change overnight. Anybody who's promising you that is selling fucking snake oil and is full of shit. It's going to take time. It's going to take hard work to undo the wiring that's sewn up tight in your mind to undo it.
Yeah. It's called neuroplasticity. So if we have a happy thought, we create happy chemicals like dopamine and infinite. I can't say them all. They're all
serotonin.
Really long technical words. If we have negative thoughts, we have a negative chemical. So these two chemicals are buzzing around our bodies, and they both have different effects on our bodies. So you create happy thoughts, you reprogram the brain to think happier. You hang around with happier people, generally you become happier. You are the mean of the five people you hang around with. So, yeah. I'm really not being very squared away today on my train of thought.
Maybe you had too much chaga today.
Maybe not enough.
But again, how the belief system matches our outlook of the world, right? So, you know, I take it back to just, I mean, those simple things. But if we want to go deeper, you know, I can remember, and I always bring these things up, like my mom saying to me at certain points in my life, you know, whatever, you know, I don't want to get into exact words, but, you know, that shit's planted in there, and it takes a lot of self-awareness and a lot of personal strength and power to try and overcome that. And I don't mean overcome that by overcompensating, going, hey, look at me. No, I promise I'm really happy on my Facebook page, but then turning that off and going, fuck, man, you know, I'm so depressed, but I just want other people to think I'm happy.
It's the repetitive message. So this is where we come back to affirmations again, which some people like and some people don't like, but that's where you're going to create that repeated message in your head. And they say 30 days, and I don't know if it's 29 or 31 days, but by having a positive affirmation that you can be creative or successful or whatever it is, and creates that program. So a simple thing you can do is daily gratitude.
Yes.
So set your watch to go off at a certain time of the day, and every time that alarm goes off once a day, you say, I'm grateful for my health, that I've got a house, a roof over my head, we can feed ourselves today. I walked on the beach this morning, it was beautiful, I saw these birds, my eyes are still good, I can hear, I'm without health issues. But then every day you're probably going to list almost the same things, especially if you're just talking about the physical yourself. But try and add one more thing on every day. And by the end of 30 days, you should have a list of maybe 30 or 40 things. But you've repeated this message over and over and over again, possibly in different orders. So you're hitting those little synapses from different angles. So that's something you can go away and try.
And I'll follow that up with this. You know, we're talking about snake oils and people who are bullshitting you out there. none of this will happen without two things: hard work and action. You can fucking affirm yourself out the wazoo, tell yourself how fucking amazing you are. Unless you believe it and then take action on it, shit will not change in your life. I can sit on my couch and say, my God, I am going to have a six pack as I'm fucking eating a tub of ice cream. But until I physically take action to meet the universe halfway, ain't shit going to change. And you're going to get deeper and deeper into a depression because you're not taking action. You're actually not putting any momentum into your own life.
Yeah. As much as we love you listening to us and interacting with us and sending in comments and asking questions, I'd rather not hear from you for 30 days. And in 30 days, you come back and say, John, Max, I did this for 30 days, and these are the results that I had. Even if it's a tiny, tiny result, if you've made your life a little bit better, I'd much prefer that. I'd like you to listen as well, but...
Of course. How are we for time, Mr. J, to the B?
We've got about 3 minutes, which okay. is quite a long time, usually, when you're trying to just fill it.
True. You know what? I've said everything I need to say. How about you?
I think so. It was one of those subjects that just got... We were having a conversation earlier. I'd expressed the comment. Max said, oh, that sounds interesting. Let's chat about it. And it's a subject that with human race is only just scratching the surface on neuroplasticity, epigenetics, how the environment affects your genetic makeup. It's we think we become ill because our parents were ill, but we didn't. You know, the human genome, maybe 150,000, we thought. We've got 25,000 genes, which means all of our genes express themselves in a different way. So if you live in a healthy, safe environment, your genes express themselves in a healthy way. If you expose it to toxins and bad karma, and we're going to talk about esoteric things, I'm sure, then they express themselves in a bad way. And
that goes right back to what we said at the start of a garden. Whatever you feed, it grows. So yeah. Environment, whatever we feed, it will grow. So, and... That is just a simple truth, man. You know that if you want to stay in whatever bad environment we've been in, that's what's gonna. What we do today determines our tomorrow, right? So if we stay in that bad environment, tomorrow's gonna be just like it was today. It's not until we change, we take action, and again, the whole underlying process of the show is self-awareness and health, and it all starts with self-awareness. You gotta find time for yourself to really know what your purpose, goals, and wants are. Why the fuck were we put here? What the fuck is it we were here to do? I'm telling you, for myself personally, I don't think it's to go to school, get a job, pay fucking taxes, and die.
No,
that's just my opinion.
Live every day because we don't know how long we're around for. It's you were talking about these bite-sized chunks on that walk I did last weekend. I wasn't thinking 100 kilometers. I wasn't thinking 50. I was thinking a kilometer, 500 meters to that bridge, to the boat. And the other one is, we often say in the house is, if you've got a huge task, and I would say, how do you eat an elephant? And I was like, fuck it up, where do I start? It's fucking elephant, it's so big. You pull off a trunk and then you do the trunk, and then you might pull off a leg and you break it down to bite-sized chunks. And that's all we're asking you to do, is to break your life into bite-sized chunks of things. What can I do tomorrow? It's going to take me 2 minutes. That will make my life better. 2 minutes better tomorrow, okay? Can I do that the next day? Can I do that the next day? Before long, that becomes a habit. You feel better about yourself. You're then more empowered to share that feeling with other people. And this is how wellness and health and positivity grows through.
And right there, that's how I started my sorry to keep yapping there. That's exactly how I started my meditation right there, man. It started at 2 minutes up to 2 hours now. You know what I mean? Like at 2 minutes, I could barely sit still. And now I'm at 2 hours. So it's day by day. And it's just putting your head down and doing the work.
Man, you're a busy man. And 2 hours meditation, you know, you don't just do the podcast. You don't just do the vlog. You don't just do combat fight. You run a business as well, and you do invoicing and accounting and quoting, and it's
We grind, we hustle, we do what we got to do to get where we want to go.
Yeah, and you apply the time where you think it's valuable and you're going to get the best value out of it and efficiency. So that's the buzzer. That's 15 minutes. We'll say goodbye for now and we'll see you all real soon.
Thank you for joining us. Ask questions. Do your homework. Do your research. I love you all. Peace and I'm out. John, thanks for joining. Bye.